Good morning, Peter.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for joining us on the program this morning. How would the potential raise to Newstart affect the Australians who use the service?
Well, basically, the current level of payment is widely recognised as being extremely inadequate. It's essentially been kind of marginally, but it's essentially only been indexed to the Consumer Price Index since 1994. So what that means is that roughly, you know, sort of the amount of money you're getting, a person is getting on Newstart, is no more in terms of purchasing power than somebody, you know, getting on towards 25 years ago.
Wow.
Now, lots have changed in the world in Australia in the last 25 years in terms of, yeah, at that time, the internet was much less important. There were, I think there were mobile phones, but they were, you know, sort of much rarer. Mm. And of course, most importantly in terms of is what's happened to housing costs since then, and particularly, you know, the price of rental, or the much less the price of buying a house in most Australian cities has gone up enormously, but much more than the rate of inflation. So the payment is, you know, much less adequate than it was in the past. So increasing it is, I think, sort of a welcome recognition of the inadequacy, if it happens, of the inadequacy of the payment.
Now, there are many people who have been lobbying for this increase, including the Australian Council of Social Services. How likely is it that this raise will actually happen?
I think you'd be better asking a politician about that. But I know the Labor Party has indicated that it'll have an inquiry, I think, into the level of Newstart. The last real increases, as I said, were back in 1994 under the then Hawke and Keating governments. And in fact, you know, if you go back as far as 1983, the real level of Newstart was much lower back then. And literally the second thing that the Hawke government did after it was elected was give an increase in Newstart. So it's a sort of something that Labor has done in the past. And, you know, they used to have this commitment that, unemployment payments, like age pension, should be around 25% of average earnings. Whereas now, the age pension is more than 25% of average earnings, but Newstart is a lot less.
Mm. So who is resistant to this increase in Newstart, and why are they?
I think the sort of figures I've seen suggest that it would cost about $3 billion a year to have that sort of increase.
Wow.
Sounds quite a lot. We spend about $110 billion on social security payments currently.
Yeah, right.
So it's sort of it's a substantial increase. But we're talking about of about 4%. That I think is the sort of main reason why it hasn't happened is that it's the relative unpopularity of people on benefits. You know, there's a lot of stigmatisation of people on benefits, but, you know, that basically they should just, you know, get up and find a job or something. and people don't. So I think it's that, you know, that they're a low priority. Some people would argue that if you increase Newstart too much, it's a disincentive to work. Now, having said that, you know, if you got a full-time minimum wage job, you get more than double what Newstart is. If it was paying more than a minimum wage job, then you'd certainly have concerns about whether there'd be disincentives to work, but not at its current level, and not at the level that ACOS has been proposing either.
Now, if Newstart does get increased, do you think it'll have any effect on other social services?
Well, I mean, it's a bit hard to tell because you need sort of complicated data to track people over time. But certainly, the other thing as well as the level of Newstart is the level of rent a system. So if you're renting privately, now to get, I mean, the maximum level of rent assistance for a single person is between about $70 and $80 a week, and you only get that much if you're paying more than about $180 a week in rent. Now, you know, I'm not quite sure where you find somewhere to rent for $180 a week. And in fact,
tell me, please.
I think it was one of Anglicare or one of the other bodies affiliated with ACOS earlier this year pointed out that, you know, in terms of private rental affordable by people on Newstart, you know, they could find about, I think, fewer than 10 places in all of Australia. Now, I mean, now, wow. So the risk with the inadequate level of rent assistance plus the inadequate level of Newstart is that if you become a long-term unemployed person, there's a risk of becoming homeless. And homelessness is much more expensive, you know, and also, you know, you also, as you get longer on your side, you become much less attractive to employers, and there's a lot of requirements that you have to go through in order to keep your fortnightly payments. You know, you have to report in to job service provider and a lot of evidence you've been actively work. But there's a lot of pressure on unemployed people, and I think that if you had a more adequate level, the whole idea is that you know, it helps people look for jobs that are suitable for them, as opposed to being forced to take jobs that are, you know, a long way below their skills or require them to move away from family and support networks. So there's a potentially a lot of positive impacts. The other thing I think is really important is that while, and the ACOS report shows this, is that while a significant number of people on Newstart are long-term unemployed, you know, they've been on that benefit for 12 months or more, is that there's a much greater number of people who have a period of unemployment every year.
Mm.
So, you know, there's about 700,000 to 800,000 people on Newstart, and parents and people with disabilities as well. Mm. But more than 2 million people a year in Australia sort of have a period of unemployment. And there's a lot of job turnover. It's particularly the case for younger people. And so there's something like, if you were a person who claimed Newstart in 2015, about more than two-thirds of those people hadn't been on any other benefit before that.
Mm.
And of the people who claim, you know, that this is sort of a couple of million, right, more than two-thirds weren't on any benefit the year after. So this is sort of, there's a lot of people, more people than just the long-term unemployed, are affected by Newstart. And what happens is that if it's inadequate, you know, you're running down your other savings. You're not able to put your best foot forward in applying for a job. So I think there's a lot of negative, larger consequences for the society and the economy.
As
well as
about
the well-being of the people who are the long-term unemployed.
Mm. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning, Peter.
Thanks so much, Scott. Thanks.